Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to Galatians again this evening, the third chapter? We began last week on a series. My titles are still a work in progress, but we know it's about being redeemed. I mean, that's a good one right there, right? Being redeemed. Galatians 3, verse 6. It says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Is that you?
Yes.
Are you of faith? That's how you got born again. And the just shall live by faith. Then you are, come on, say it out loud, I am. A child of Abraham. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. See, that's what you used to be, heathen. But now you're not heathen anymore. Preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now, we've probably received more criticism over talking about that God is a God of abundance, wants you to prosper and be blessed, probably than any other thing. Gotten quite a few ugly grams about that. But you hear people say, well, we don't preach all that stuff. We just preach the gospel. I spent a number of years ministering in Brother Hagin's healing school. And of course, we talked about healing morning, noon, and night. And I had a fellow one time say that. He said, we don't preach all that healing stuff. We just preach the gospel. Well, in Acts 14, among other places, it says there they preached the gospel. I'm quoting it directly. And there, people got faith to be healed from hearing what the Bible calls the gospel. Right? Now, if people never get faith to be healed, I'm not talking about faith to be born again, faith to be healed from hearing what people call the gospel, then it must not be the same gospel Paul preached. Y'all with me or not?
Yes.
And here it says Abraham heard the gospel, right? And what was the gospel? What phrase are we given to tell us the gospel he heard? In you shall all nations be blessed. Here it talks about the message of the blessing being the gospel. Are y'all reading with me or not now?
Yes.
Listen, healing is not a side subject. It's part of the gospel. Your material needs being met is not a side subject. It's part of the gospel. Everything that Jesus did in his substitutionary work is good news to us. He became sin with our sin so we could be made the righteousness of God in Christ. He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, not so we could stay sick. He became poor, not so we could stay poor. Come on, can you see this? If he took our place and became our substitute, that's not a side subject. That's part of the gospel. And when Jesus went to the cross, he didn't just go in spirit. He went spirit, soul, mind, body, didn't he? And he didn't just experience one thing. How many understand he didn't have to be scourged at the whipping post in order to go to the cross?
That's true.
Those two different things. he didn't have to have those thorns jammed into his head and be spit on and slapped and mocked to go to the cross. He could have done that without that. Come on, can you see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
He didn't have to have his very clothes taken away from him. He didn't have to be, you know, come out of heaven and be born in a cow trough. You understand what I'm saying? To go to the cross. What's he doing? He took our place. He bought our redemption. Spirit, soul, mind, body. Do you believe it or not?
Yes.
Somebody say, I've been redeemed. Spirit, soul, mind, body. When you say, I'm saved, you said a mouthful. Saved from what? Not just saved from hell. Thank God. If that's the only thing it was, it'd be well worth it. But you've been saved. That word save, if you look it up, the Greek word sozo, it is also translated made whole, protected, healed, delivered. When you say, I'm saved, saved from what? Everything that was the result of sin and the curse.
Amen.
It'd help you just go around once in a while and say, I'm saved. Saved. And then start making you live. I'm saved from that. I'm saved from that too. I'm saved from that. I mean, you hear bad news on bad stuff on the news, you go, I'm saved from that.
Hallelujah.
I'm saved from that. Help your neighbor out. What are you going to say? I'm saved from that.
Amen.
You hear about a bad disease, I'm saved from that.
Amen.
Some kind of plague going around, I'm saved from that.
Amen.
Violence, I'm saved from that. I'm saved. I've saved. I'm saved. Say, you one of them? Yep, one of them saved. Saved people. Here, the gospel is called, the message of the blessing is called the gospel. Verse 8, he said, the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, that's what he has done for us, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Not just saved from hell, but also blessed. What is blessed? We really need some mind renewal on this subject. Blessing and blessed in most Christians' lives and minds has been reduced to a response to a sneeze. People sneeze, people go, oh, God bless you. And what does that mean when they say that? Usually, absolutely nothing. Nothing. They're not releasing faith for anything. But when God speaks blessing, it means something. It affects things. It changes things. We saw last week that when he told them, you know, to let the land rest on the seventh year, don't even sow it. Don't plant any crops. And of course, they're an agrarian society. How are they going to live if they don't plant and reap crops? And he tells them, he says, don't you do it. You just let the land rest that seventh day, and I will bless you in the sixth year and give you three times what you normally get. So among other things, blessing will give you three times, triple what it would normally produce. When the Lord blesses something, it's not just empty words. It is a release of power that prospers.
Amen.
That enables to succeed. Amen. Well, the reason you should be getting excited is because it just got through talking about, I jumped ahead. Verse 9, the very next verse. So then they which be of faith are what?
Blessed.
Are what?
Blessed.
Blessed with faithful Abraham. Mrs., why do you have to shout it? You find out what this is, you'll be shouting too.
Amen.
Come on, say it out loud.
I am
blessed
with faithful Abraham.
Am I reading in the New Testament?
Yes.
Does this belong to you?
Yes.
Are we a part of the same church they're a part of? They which be of faith, that's me and you. We live by faith. We walk by faith. We're saved by faith. We are, not just going to be, we are blessed with faithful Abraham. Keep reading. For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. For it's written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So here he's referring to the curse of the law. The curse that comes from breaking God's covenant, breaking God's commandments. The curse that comes from rebellion and disobedience to God. He said, verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it's evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Endeavoring to be righteous before God by keeping the law was not a faith proposition. It was just a matter of endeavoring to keep the laws. It was a matter of external observance. But now we've been born again, and it's a matter of faith. He said, verse 13, Christ hath, we'd say has, redeemed us from the curse of the law. Oh, friend, this is some kind of good news.
Hallelujah.
This is some kind of good news. This curse has affected the whole earth. And unless you experience the keeping power of God, you'll be affected by it too. But those in Christ that walk in faith with Him can experience redemption from the curse of the law. Come on, you need to say it out loud.
Christ
has
redeemed me
from the curse of the law. Oh man, it'd help you to say that another 150 times throughout tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Just every once in a while say, Christ has redeemed me. And don't just stop there. From the curse of the law. Now, to even know what you've been redeemed from, you'd need to find out what is the curse of the law. One of the best places to find out about that is Deuteronomy chapter 28. Big chapter, a lot of verses in there, and it goes through the blessing that comes from obeying God for the first, 14 verses or so. And then about verse 15, it says, but if you decide to be a knucklehead, that's a Keith Moore paraphrase. If you decide to rebel and disobey, then these curses will come on you instead of the blessing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me